This is News in No Time. Ed Gordon, with less than a month before the nomination hearings for Judge Alito, some Washington observers are taking issue with the Congressional Black Caucus for lobbying senators to oppose the nomination. Columnist and radio talk show host Michael Massey is a National Advisory Council member of Project 21, a conservative advocacy organization involved in judicial issues. He joins us from Philadelphia today. Good to have you with us.
How are you?
Good, thank you. We just heard from Congressman Mel Watt, who suggested that it is not necessarily the conservative slant of Judge Alito that they're opposed to, but it is the unwavering conservative slant that they're concerned about. There will be those who say that that is fair game when talking about the nomination of a Supreme Court nominee.
Well, first of all, let me say that I unfortunately did not hear all of Representative Watt's interview. It seems there was some confusion as to when I was to be brought on pursuant to your staff. Having said that, it is not the overwhelming conservatism or lack thereof. What I did hear of, what I did hear the gentleman from North Carolina say, pursuant to Alito's, Samuel Alito's predilection, I believe he used, to aggressively oppose civil rights cases, is simply not true. And since I was not, privy to the entire conversation, the entire interview, I don't know if he gave, if he cited examples in support of his positions. But if you look at Judge Alito's 15-year record on the Third Circuit, if you look at the 129 cases that he heard, three judge panel cases that he heard involving civil rights, if you look at the 14 en banc cases or full court cases involving civil rights that Judge Alito was a member to, was party to, then one must either consider his Democrat counterparts to be overly aggressively conservative with Judge Alito, or consider that both the Democrat and the Republican jurists voted according to the facts of the case and came away with a decision of in many cases unanimous decisions that the rulings going toward the civil rights issue were indeed made properly.
This is, but I'm sure, Michael Massey, that you've had an opportunity to take a look at some of the decisions that Judge Alito has come down on in terms of discrimination cases. I'm sure you've read some of his judicial writings and some of the private memos that have been released that I think most in the civil rights community would put on the ledger side of, quote, against affirmative.
When we look at the cases with Judge Alito, and you look at his his record, whether you look at Zuby v. AT&T, whether you look at Batson, when you look at his cases, when you look at the case at a history of any jurist, especially in the Third Circuit, and I use them because that is where Judge Alito is from, what you find is that the Judge Alito consistently ruled according to the merits of the case with his counterparts, be they Republican or Democrat. And when you look at the fact that in the panels alone, Democrat-appointed judges in 20 cases, all 20 were unanimous. You look at the panels, one Republican, one Democrat, and two Republicans and one Democrat appointed in 60 cases, 56 times. They agree with Alito and disagree with him only four times. You look and not only that, if you find that the Democrat judges agreed with Justice Alito more often than his Republican counterparts did. So if there is an aggressive predilection to keep blacks out of court or to side against them, then it would you would think that Judge Alito would be more in lockstep with his Republican counterparts, and that was not the case. And I would like to just point toward one case, Jones v. Ryan. A black defendant was convicted in Pennsylvania for robbery and criminal conspiracy.
All right, but let me ask you this before we let you go. We've got to get to our roundtable. What do you say to those who will suggest, you talk about the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, out of 15 years on that the judge ruled on, I believe it was 18, and he was the lone dissenter in favor of discrimination cases and 14 of them in Title VII cases?
Well, when you look again at the fact that, this is what I said before, when you look at the fact you have 129 Title VII cases, three judge panels, 14 full court or 14 on-bank cases, and you pull 18 out and say these are extreme, well, I have difficulty with that, because that is trying to make find something to represent something that may be anecdotal or may be out of context. What does one say about O.J. Simpson going free? I mean, what does one say about Michael Jackson going free? Obviously, there are going to be cases heard that people disagree with across the spectrum. What I said with what I find with the Congressional Caucus, people in general, be they white, black, or whatever, there are going to be cases heard that people disagree with. And I think O.J. Simpson is a classic example of that. Michael Jackson is a classic example of that. But what I would like to say before my time is up,
you got to do it quickly because we are at your time, Mr. Massey.
The National Black Caucus is more than within their right to oppose Judge Alito. But they oppose him for reasons that are not fair and are not true. Where the opposition should come into play is with the systematic extermination of the black unborn, where we see 3 out of 5 black pregnancies ending in abortion, where we see...
All right, Mr. Massey, I'm going to have to stop you there because we're moving into some areas that don't necessarily have to do with it.
Well, those are the things that I would say we need to address if we're going to agree with someone.
All right, Michael Massey of the Project 21, a conservative advocacy organization, and he's also a talk show host and an author. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.